Good morning. Good morning, Audio Boo. It's just a little after 9 and I've just pulled up at Bulimba. I'm taking myself off to see Inception this morning after watching all the hype and the amazing reviews, and Margaret and David reviewed it on the movie show last night and both gave it 4.5 stars. I decided I would treat myself to the movies this morning. I had actually made a deal with myself that if I finished my editing last night, I would bring myself to the movies. But I got a little sidetracked. I had an impromptu Skype session with the lovely Lily Mulholland last night, which kind of cut into about 3/4 of an hour of my editing. And I edited until 1 o'clock in the morning, until I logistically could no longer force myself to stay awake, knowing I had to function the next day. So I'm here 1 hour and 15 minutes before the movie, so I'm going to go and get myself some yummy breakfast and do some editing. What I normally find in most stories is that the first third takes lots of editing, the second third takes a little bit of editing, and the last third generally doesn't take a whole heap of editing as the story starts to flow better. So I'm hoping that I could almost get all of the rest of Rob's story finished in 1 hour and a bit. But I did learn yesterday that I should multiply how long I think it's going to take me by 3. And then I've probably got a sensible ballpark figure of how long it's going to take me to edit something. But Chinese Whisperings is the Yang book. It's all coming together kind of a lot faster now, and I think I used the metaphor of casting the net and dragging it in. All the strings are being tightly woven now. So I've got 2 stories I've got a little concern about, more so the timing of getting them finished. But as I learnt last year, and as I've learnt this year, timing's always perfect. And I noticed that with Rob's story, me being off the radar for a week gave him some time to do some rewriting, and wow, the start of his story just knocks your socks off. I think, as I told him yesterday, it wasn't knocking your socks off, it was going nuclear, the impact. And a sense of humour at the start, and yeah, on what's a relatively dark story. I think all the stories are a bit dark in the Yang book. So that's me. Really excited to hear Dan Powell on Audio Boo on here, and looking forward to hearing more stuff from him. And I know Lily's joined Audio Boo too, and has a story up based on the 10-line prompt. So I'm looking forward to hearing that too. And I'm just looking up the road, and there is the cutest little puppy up there. Gosh, I'm a sucker for a puppy. Anyway, I'm going to sign off, go get myself some breakfast and do some editing, and I'll be with you a bit later, I guess, giving my thoughts on Inception. Ciao for now.